Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, March 17th, 2017. I'm Eric Tegedoff. Here's the news we're following this St. Patrick's Day. President Trump unveils his budget proposal, and we look at the new budget's effect on everything from food assistance to environmental restoration to national parks. And why a veterans group in Boston is being excluded from the St. Patrick's Day parade there. First, we turn to the White House. President Trump released his budget proposal for 2018, and while there are many losers, there's one big winner, the military. Defense spending would rise by nearly 10% next year, but there are plenty of other agencies that will see double-digit cuts percentage-wise, including the Education Department, Health and Human Services, the Labor Department, and much more. However, Congress, including members of Trump's party, have asserted that they hold the purse strings and that there will be changes to the proposal. The budget proposes large cuts to the Department of Agriculture as well, and that has some calling it a war on people in poverty. Andrea Sears reports.
The administration's spending plan would slash the U.S. Department of Agriculture by $4.7 billion, a 21% cut. Joel Berg, who heads the group Hunger Free America, held senior executive service positions in the USDA for 8 years during the Clinton administration. Berg says by cutting or eliminating programs that help poor and middle-income rural Americans, Trump would be hurting voters who were instrumental in putting him in office.
He's cutting rural economic development programs, food programs, programs that bring fresh water to rural areas, which will mean local taxpayers will have to pick up the tab and pay more.
The administration says the proposed budget supports critical USDA activities while streamlining or eliminating redundant and lower priority programs.
National parks are also affected by Trump's budget, and with attendance at record levels in 2016, America's national parks appear to be more popular than ever.
But advocates for the National Park Service say a $12 million backlog in needed maintenance and repairs could mean fewer people will be able to enjoy America's vast network of parks and monuments. Kimberly Pope with the Sierra Club says it will be up to the new Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, to restore the infrastructure of the nation's 412 national parks.
What needs to be done, really, is that the Trump administration and our new Secretary should step up and offer a budget that reflects and prioritizes funding our park system for the long run for all of us.
Zinke, formerly the sole U.S. House member from Montana, took over the Interior Department on March 1st and says his top priority is to tackle the backlog. President Trump's initial 2018 budget proposal calls for an overall 12% cut in agency funding, though it calls for an unspecified increase in parks maintenance.
That was Mark Richardson reporting. Advocates for the Chesapeake Bay are calling the budget proposed by the Trump administration devastating to the Bay and the millions of people who rely on it for clean drinking water.
The budget proposed for fiscal year 2018 recommends the entire $73 million budget for the EPA's Chesapeake Bay program be eliminated. Shantae Coleman, who heads the Choose Clean Water Coalition, says it would stop cleanup efforts in their tracks and would also undo progress that's been made, which has led to less pollution in rivers and streams that feed into the bay.
There's about 13 million people from across the six states and D.C. that rely on the bay for recreation and drinking water. Our tourism and fishing industries rely on the bay.
The president released his $1.1 trillion budget outline Thursday that includes a $54 billion increase in defense spending. It cuts the EPA by almost a third, leaving no money for international climate change research or mitigation, or for the Clean Power Plan. I'm Veronica Carter reporting.
Congressional Budget Office figures showed the main GOP health care replacement for Obamacare would have a negative impact on rural areas and especially on older residents. Dan Hyman has more.
The House's American Health Care Act would let insurance companies charge up to 40% more for folks in their 50s and 60s. And Edwin Park with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says at the same time, cuts to Medicaid and especially the bill's reduced subsidies would land hard on rural states.
Let's say a 60-year-old making $30,000 a year, they would see the value of that help fall by as much as three quarters.
Republicans point to other CBO projections that the replacement plan would reduce the budget deficit. Park says most of the savings comes from shifting Medicaid costs onto the states. He says the very wealthy and some big healthcare corporations would see huge tax cuts.
It was front page news last weekend when a gay veterans group called OutVets was given permission to march in the Boston St. Patrick's Day parade today. but another group of veterans is still prohibited from joining the walk.
Pat Scanlon and his group Veterans for Peace still is on the outs and won't be allowed to walk again this year.
I'm a decorated Vietnam veteran. I was in military intelligence. That's a little more of a twist to it. I grew up in an Irish Catholic family and born on St. Patrick's Day and not allowed to walk in this parade. Incredible.
Scanlon says parade organizers had little choice but to reconsider their decision on outfits because major politicians and sponsors were threatening to pull out from the parade. There are conflicting reports as to whether outfits will accept the belated invitation, but Scanlon says he's sure he knows what Veterans for Peace would do.
If it were the other way around and we were in solidarity with them, I can tell you we would not walk because we will not leave anyone behind, just like we wouldn't leave the LGBT community behind.
I'm Mike Clifford.
I'm Eric Tegedoff for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.